And I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Ben Swan from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
Ben. Hey, Mary Charlotte. So great to see you, as always.
Great to see you, too. Now, tomorrow afternoon, evening is the Barkin Ball.
For December? No, I'm sorry. Had to do a little pun, remember?
What?
For December?
Oh.
That's terrible, right?
Yeah. It's so bad that we should just start all over again.
I was just thinking,
I'd like to welcome Ben Swan.
No. I just want to think that everybody should get in the mood that December is the month to adopt an animal. So why not call it Fur December?
Fur December. But wait a minute.
Okay.
First of all, tomorrow night, Barkin Ball.
Yes. Our annual gala, and this year, it's our 75th anniversary, wrapping it up with a bang.
75th anniversary?
Yes, 1939.
I knew that, but I keep forgetting. It's amazing.
It is amazing, since we were both born before then, and we've been able to preserve our ages and look like we're 30.
Yeah, we're very well preserved.
We're very well preserved. Yes, our Barkin Ball is Saturday, tomorrow, at 5 p.m. at the Community Convention Center, and if people are interested in going, they should really get tickets today, because we have about 20, 25 left.
Oh, okay.
It's been very popular, and they can get those tickets either on our website or by calling 505-514-0854. And I'd encourage people to go to the website to look at all the great auction items we have, or our Facebook page. We have
It's sfhumanesociety.org?
That's correct.
And
but the Barkin Ball is actually thebarkinball.org.
Thebarkinball.org. People will find it, and
yes,
there's all sorts of different ways to do it. And if all else fails, just call the animal shelter, and they will direct you to the right people.
Yes.
But it's a great event because you can bring a dog.
Yes, your furry best friend.
I know. You just have to decide which one.
Roberto or Lolly, right?
So I have always brought Horatio, the long-haired
yes.
dachshund. In the past, because he's the most calm, which isn't saying much. And I don't think I'm going to bring Lolly, the new puppy, because
she's too crazy.
4 months old and it's just too much stimulation.
But she's so beautiful. She is a showstopper.
She's a good dog.
Yeah.
In fact, my I was in the park the other day with Roberto and all these ladies, especially ladies. I mean, everybody thinks this dog is cute, but especially a lot of ladies just go crazy and make all kinds of noises, and Roberto calls the noises that they make when they see the cute puppy a dogasm.
Oh, that's good. Because Lolly, if you saw her, and in fact, I'm going to post a few photos of her that you just got sent to me today on our Facebook page so people can just see how much more beautiful she is when she was, she's just 4 months old, right?
She's 4 months old now.
And she's just growing up into this beautiful, fantastic Fifth Avenue type dog.
Yeah, and she's a total mutt.
Well, which we mean very, lovingly, a mutt.
Yeah.
So
she's not. Everyone says, what kind of a dog is she? And I say, well, she's a Canadian moose hound.
Very good.
And people go, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, she's just a mutt. And I adopted her from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, and I'm so happy. And this is a great month to adopt
yes,
a dog.
Yes, for many reasons. Mostly because we have a lot of dogs and cats available for adopting. But the best reason is because, the holidays, the season of love, this is really the time to adopt an animal, just to fill your home with love. It's better than a Christmas tree, honestly. And we have special reduced adoption prices throughout the whole month of December. We're doing something in partnership with Best Friends. It's a campaign called Best Home for the Holidays. We're really encouraging people to come out. And we're even waiving the adoption fee on animals that are 5 years and older. And reduce the cat adoption fee very extremely. Like, we call it $9 for 9 lives.
Oh,
years
my
and
goodness.
Older. Yeah, sorry. And this is also a great weekend. Today and tomorrow, we'll be at the Premier Motor Cars in the Premier Subaru in the auto park, right off Cerrillos, where we're having a really incredible, what we call holiday adoptions and photos with Santa Paws. So if you adopt and they're
Did you say Santa Paws?
I did, sorry.
It's okay.
It's better
I'm
than,
used to it.
Yeah. I my goal is to get at least 3 or 4 puns in during the few minutes that we have together, just to see if you get them at all. At any rate, we'll be at the auto park in Subaru, Premier Subaru, from 1 to 6 today and from 11 to 4 tomorrow. And if you do adopt, you get a free photo with a free digital image with Santa Paws. And also, if you bring a donation in, you'll get a free photo as well. So we're encouraging people to bring their kids in and just have a lot of fun.
Now, it's a wonderful time if you want to give your little person in your life a dog or cat for Christmas. But you have to make sure that you're ready for it, because although they're cute, and Lord knows I've been overwhelmed with doggy cuteness lately and so on.
It's a responsibility.
It's a responsibility. It's a good amount of work. You have to work on house training. You have to spend a little bit of money on stuff like gates so that they don't go and do their business in your bedroom and you know, that kind of stuff.
And we're talking about puppies mainly.
Yeah, puppies. But no, a full-grown dog is a slam
dunk.
They're
ready-made. They're just like home for the holidays. They're ready. They'll just like sit down at the table waiting for the Christmas dinner to come.
Right. Well, and when you've got a full-grown dog that's up for adoption, that means it's passed all its testing and has a good temperament. It's housebroken.
As I think Bill used to call them, it's road ready. It's ready to get on the road and be with you. So, but
and they take to you pretty quickly. I mean, sometimes it takes a few days or a few weeks, but that dog will become your blood relative.
It's a connection, and it happens. It sometimes happens right away. Sometimes it takes a few days. I just had helped with an adoption on Monday where the woman really wanted this dog, and we're going like, well, we're not really sure how she'll do with kids. We were kind of like cautious, but she saw that dog. She saw it. She'd been watching it for 3 or 4 weeks, finally came in. And it was an instant bond. And they were playing on the floor. The kid was like giving belly rubs and kisses. And it was just like amazing. It's like, okay, there we go.
Yeah, and then sometimes that happens. And my friends adopted a dog from the shelter. And for a few weeks, it was kind of like a, you know, business dog. It would be cordial, but it was sort of business-like. And then she really warmed up. Yeah.
And it really varies about how long that takes, but the bonding generally always happens. But if it doesn't work, that's okay, too, because we'll bring the dog back or the cat back, and we'll find a better match. That's what we're all about.
So we've got just a moment before we close. Are there any animals in specific that you'd like to mention to us?
Is this one that cute or not?
This is, okay, so he's showing me a photograph of a New Mexican brown dog.
Canelo.
New Mexican brown hound named Canelo, which is, Canelo means cinnamon. And so it's a cinnamon-colored dog, very beautiful floppy-eared dog. And, there's so many animals, beautiful animals.
There's a white one.
There's
a white
cat who looks very kind of...
Terrence, 15 years old.
Oh, looks, I was going to say, sort of learned.
Yeah, wise. Now, I did want to mention that we do have this year again. This is a very successful thing that we've been doing. We call it Santa Delivery. So what we'll do is if you want to adopt your animal and a pet dog, well, actually, we have a snake now. You can adopt a snake, too. We'll deliver on Christmas Eve.
Oh, dressed as Santa?
Dressed as Santa. Oh. And he'll bring his little elf in as well to help him. So it's a really wonderful thing that we've been in the last few years. We've been very successful. People really love it. They just need to call our adoption desk at 983-4309 extension 610 for details. But it's a fun thing that we do. You know, we don't get a lot of people doing that, but it's just to see the look in the children's eyes when Santa brings in a puppy or a kitten. It's just really magical.
Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, sfhumanesociety.org. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.